Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just pray that you help us this morning to understand your word. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we can see your glory. And we ask you, Lord, to help us understand the book of Job, to understand that tests and trials are not necessarily because we've sinned, but because that you have a work in our lives. Let us grow in faith. Let us learn patience. And above all, Lord, let us desire to run the race right until the end. Give us the strength, I pray, to make it to the end, and to never take our eyes off you, and to never give up in our belief on you. And so, Lord, we ask you this morning to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. There's still a bit of an echo. Right, this morning we're still looking at the book of Job, and we're looking at our second part. And the title this morning is Job and Eliphaz's Answer. Job and Eliphaz's Answer. Job is part of the wisdom books of the Bible, and the story of Job and what happened to him is difficult to comprehend because of all the false doctrine in the world today and in the church. Satan came before the throne of God, and God says, "Have you seen my servant Job, who is upright, he's perfect, he fears me, and he avoids evil?" And fear there is reverence. Job had a deep reverence and respect for God. And Satan, who does not believe that anyone can love God except that God has to give them riches, in other words, that he has to buy them love, tells God, "Take it away from Job and see what he does. Because if you take it away from Job, he'll curse you to your face." And God gives Satan permission to afflict Job with limits. And we looked at those disasters last week, the first two chapters of Job. But this story raises several issues that need to be looked at. Many unbelievers cannot believe in a God because there is still evil in this world. And they often say, "Is God all good?" And the answer is yes. And then they say, "Is he all powerful?" And the answer is yes. Well, if he's all good and he's all powerful, then why is there still evil in the world today? Because if he's all powerful, then he has the ability to get rid of evil. And if he's all good, then he must be against evil, not so. And you are saying that God's all good and God's all powerful, but there's still evil in the world. But did you know that ultimately God will remove evil from this world? Ultimately, it's going to happen. The problem is that people that are not born again are also going to be removed. And so God allows his patience to go for a long time because he does not desire for man to perish. And Job presents problems for us because the devil uses situations like this to justify to men that God cannot be all powerful and he cannot be all good. Because God, if God is all good and there's still evil in the world, then it means that he's not really that powerful. How can he be powerful and all good and there still be evil in the world? Either he doesn't have the power to do anything about the evil, or he doesn't have the will to do anything about the evil. And so this raises a lot of issues for people in the world today. Well, maybe there's another solution. Maybe Job's not good. But the story tells us that God said that he was perfect, he was upright, one who feared God and one who shunned evil. So how do we deal with the story of Job? You see, you can handle affliction when the people involved are bad people. Bad the way we see it, from a human point of view. But righteous people and good people, it's not fair. The story of Job is not fair to most people in the church because we see things from a human, natural point of view. But three times God said, Job is perfect, he's upright, one who fears evil, fears God, and one who shuns evil. And he's the opposite of what you would expect calamity and disaster to happen to. And so this book is written to shock you, and it's written to challenge you, to challenge what you believe. The Bible says that if we dig a pit for someone to fall into, then we fall in it ourselves. Well, that's fantastic, that sounds fair, and that sounds reasonable. But did you know that the Bible also says that all men suffer in the world? And like Job's three friends, we all miss the basic truth that affliction is not always punishment. See, that's the real truth in the book of Job. Affliction is not always punishment. Something bad is not happening to you because you're bad or because God doesn't like you. Sometimes bad happens just because we live in a fallen world. It's not always punishment. Man seems convinced that God sends trouble proportionate to the measure of your sins, and life is based on this presupposition. But tests and trials are not based on sin or how much of it, because there's vanity in this world. That's what Ecclesiastes tells us. And God can put us through tests and trials and the fire so that we can become more like Jesus and know Him more as the deliverer instead of God the creator. You see, there's two aspects to God. There's God the creator, He's our savior, but then He's also the deliverer. And Job is the opposite of what you would think that this should happen to, because he's a good man. He fears God, he's righteous, he avoids evil, he's upright. And Job doesn't have a Bible to see how it all started and how it's going to end. All he had was God. And sometimes we're in the dark. And even though we have a Bible, all that we're really holding on to is our faith. And Job is an example to us that God delivers if you have faith and patience. Job is a human being just like us. But he teaches us to hold on to our faith no matter what, because God delivers. Well, open with me to John chapter 9 first. Let's read from there. John chapter 9 from verse 1. And Jesus passed by, and he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? You see, we like to justify the situation that we're in. And we like to justify things that happen to other people. It's because of sin. That's the way man thinks. Evil happens to evil people. That's the way we generally think. Let us justify why this is happening. And Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. You see, this goes against our thinking